Podcast, unlimited infotainment in air. Stay tuned.
Welcome the new morning with a smile on your face, love in your heart, and good thoughts in your mind. And you will have a wonderful day. Good morning, Dubai. Hadia and Afra from New in the Mall School are joined here with another thrilling episode of our broadcasting series. We welcome you all to the 19th episode of NIMS Podcast. Stay connected with us as we have in store with a plethora of entertainment for you, all done by students.
Hadia, I am very eager to hear from you about the astounding bits of this episode. Can you spotlight it? I can't resist my gusto.
Nope, I won't. Why don't we keep this as a secret, Afra? As our listeners would be excited to know what's coming up next.
Ooh, that's a great idea. Let's keep it a secret. I'm in.
Every morning is a new blessing. Let's start our podcast with the greatest name of Allah, the most gracious and the most merciful, whose bounties are unbounded, whose benevolence is everlasting, followed by a bright, mesmerizing thought for today.
وَمَا لَنَا أَلَّا نَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَقَدْ هَدَانَا سُبُلَنَا وَلَنَصْبِرَنَّ عَلَى مَا آذَيْتُمُونَا وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ
Thought of the day. Nothing is permanent. Don't stress yourself too much, because no matter how bad the situation is, it will change. I repeat, nothing is permanent. Don't stress yourself too much, because no matter how bad the situation is, it will change. Meaning, it is common to get stressed in life when we face some difficulties, and this stress is the cause of many of our problems and unhappiness. Nothing is permanent, and eventually everything changes with time. So stay focused and calm. Thank you.
Wow, that was so inspiring. I am so impressed. Blessings of grace and peace be with us today and every day.
Afra, we are all in a festive spirit that engages all those who call the UAE their home. You know why?
Certainly. The year of the 50th commemorates 50 years since the nation's founding in 1971 and celebrates a remarkable journey of the UAE from the past to today and towards the transformative change that lies ahead in the next 50 years.
Absolutely. We all heralded the countdown to the country's landmark Golden Jubilee celebrations. Its Emirates are united. Its heart are united. Its people raise one flag and rule for one constitution and wrap around one president.
Words have incredible power. They can make people's hearts soar, or they can make people's hearts soar. Blessed with the gift of gab, our friend Hannah Sherin is here to inspire us with her words. Let's listen to the speech shared by her.
Good morning all. My name is Hannah Sherin and I'm from 8N. Are you all whispering in your minds why I am here in front of you all today? No. Don't lie to me. I can find it out because we the students of NIMS have more powerful minds. Do you all agree with me now? Okay, that's all right. So today, I am in front of you all to speak a few words about Year of the 50th. Hearing about this title itself, all of you had a giant to my speech, I guess so. If not, you will enjoy it because we all will learn it together, the main points of Year of 50, and will you all be able to split it out when your teachers ask you? Yes, indeed you will. I believe in you all. Let's get started. Firstly, let's hear the sayings of our hearts, of UAE. Who are they? It's none other than Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid and Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed. UAE's first 50 years were full of goodness, says Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid. Everyone in the UAE has a chance to reach their full potential, says Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed. Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan, president of the UAE, has declared 2021 as the year of the 50th. The declaration is combined with announcement of year-long initiatives, activities, and celebration. Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed said, "Year of the 50th represents a historic defining moment in our journey that started immediately after the declaration of the UAE's union in 1971. It's an acknowledgement of the resolute will and strong determination our founding fathers had while building up their nation. It also comes in recognition of sincere efforts made by our citizens for our nation, efforts made by our citizens for our nation to be what we are seeing today as one of the best growing and fastest developing countries in the world." So do you all want to know about the health in the year of 50th? Yes, I am interested to know. The declaration of 2021, year 50th, marks a new beginning for the state towards a more prosperous future under the wisdom leadership led by His Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan, President of the UAE. May God bless him, His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, Vice President and Prime Minister of the UAE and Ruler of Dubai, His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi and Deputy Supreme Commander of the UAE Armed Forces. The various sectors in the state, mainly the health and medical sector, will begin preparation for the next 50 years through clear strategic plans and specific work programs that enhance the country's position and competitiveness globally, making the UAE government the fastest, most flexible, most resilient, and prepared for future changes. The UAE's health sector began to prepare the required transformation strategy and targets to develop and strengthen the health sector and achieve global competitiveness until 2071. Over the next 50 years, the future of healthcare and medical services is expected to develop significantly to keep pace with changes in the health field. Through an initiative package of projects in the private health sector, most of them are based on the next generation technologies of fourth industrial world and artificial intelligence. With a focus on preventive healthcare and 24-hour smart services without human intervention, as well as strengthening the state's prestigious position on the medical tourism map. The UAE's health sector will also witness a major mutation in the coming years according to the latest international medicine, science and human knowledge, as well as the provision of intelligent and specialized medical services that harness technology and health services based on modern medical sciences such as genomics and nanotechnology. We also look forward to empowering youth and developing their skills in rare medical disciplines to keep pace with developments and meet global health challenges and to provide an environment for innovators. Now, let's move some interesting founding delays. Are you all interested to know that? The activities marking the year 50 have the following founding pillars, which are launching the year 50 with a festive spirit that engages all those who consider the UAE their homeland, calling upon all UAE nationals to contemplate the values and achievements of the past in acknowledgement of the UAE founding fathers, inspiring youth to have their vision about the ambitions of the next 50 years while supporting them to make quality national achievements in furtherance of the march of development, progress and prosperity. Thank you to all. Everyone, keep up your spirit as like this always in your life. Before I leave my place, pat yourself for tolerating me today. Bye and thank you once again.
Afra, did you know that the theme for World Diabetes Day 2021-23 is access to diabetes care? If not now, when? Which puts across timely message for diabetes care. The theme encourages people to be aware of the diabetes mellitus set of metabolic disorders so that they can benefit from the education on disease and treatment dietary changes. Now, we have Dr. Asra Tabassum to shed light on this topic with more information.
Assalamu alaikum and good morning, Dr. Asra. It's been a while since we last spoke. Since November is the month of diabetic awareness, can you throw some light on this topic? Like starting from the blue circle, what is it? What is a blue circle and what's the significance of blue circle?
I know you. Yeah, good morning one and all. I guess this month decided for creating awareness. You can call November as a diabetic awareness month. So this here's to raise awareness about the highly prevalent chronic disease, which is diabetes. Diabetes is mainly characterized by hyperglycemia. Hyperglycemia means increased blood sugars, which is either due to a lack of insulin production or improper insulin utilization by the body, or it could be both. Okay, and it's like this, every year there is a theme. Okay, this year's theme is access to diabetes care. If not now, when? You know why? Because diabetes has become a silent killer, you know. And this condition is it brings in so many other conditions along with it.
Yes,
so
yes.
Hence, they are saying like access to diabetes care, if not now, when?
Yeah.
And November 14th, right, is observed as the World Diabetes Day in our medical profession, whereas it's a Children's Day everywhere. So what I felt is this has to be equally given importance because, right, I mean, it's like it doesn't even spare the children.
True.
Okay. And since November 14th, is the birthday of Sir Frederick Banting, who along with Charles Best in 1922 discovered insulin. So that makes it to celebrate or to observe this day as a diabetic awareness day.
Yeah,
and like how you said about the blue circle, it is blue generally signifies the sky and the people below the blue sky. It symbolizes life and health. Okay, and also it signifies the unity of global diabetes community in response to the rising number of people by diabetes.
Wonderful. I've also heard about different types of diabetes like type A, type B and all. Can you share with us
basically exactly? I'll tell you something. Nowadays people are telling there are 7 types of diabetes also, and some tell there are 4 types. But what to avoid all the confusion, you can take it like this. You can say it as a type 1 and type 2. And the most common type is the gestational diabetes, which generally occurs in pregnant women. Okay, the type 1 is the insulin dependent diabetes and the type 2 is the non-insulin dependent diabetes.
And what are the symptoms that these diabetic patients who are prone to diabetes face?
Symptoms are so many. I'll tell you something. There's something called the pre-diabetic and post-diabetic. The pre-diabetes is the one which will lead you to evaluate yourself. You have symptoms of polydipsia, polyuria, polyphagia. I guess you would have heard 3 P's of diabetes. Mm-hmm. The polydipsia is increased thirst, polyuria is frequent urination, and polyphagia is increased hunger. And some people, they notice also unintentional weight loss. Some people complain of extreme fatigue and blurry vision. And ladies are generally exposed to repeated urinary tract infections. And some people who have some wound or injuries, there is a delay in wound healing. If there is a delay, it's ideally you get yourself evaluated. Because of high sugars, the bacteria gets more sugar, they are more prone to prosper and delay the wound healing. These can be the signs and symptoms of diabetes.
Yeah. That's a lot of common symptoms. You better look out for that.
Yeah.
So any treatment, what are the treatments that these people who have been detected?
See, I told you, right, the type 1 and type 2. Type 1 is basically having a genetic susceptibility, okay? And it can be due to some infections which lead to the destruction of the beta cells of the pancreas which produce insulin. Okay, it could be even due to autoimmunity, and generally the type 1 is occurring below 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Below 40 years in the sense, right from a 1 to 2 year old kid also you can expect to happen.
That reminds me of a situation when we went to a trip in Expo and one of the kids from grade 4,
mm-hmm.
he was almost about to faint and he started vomiting. And mm-hmm. the first question the medic asked was, are you diabetic?
Yeah, you're right. It's become so common, especially after this pandemic, right? The global prevalence of diabetes, which was 9.3%, is estimated to increase to 10.2 to 10.3% by 2030.
Oh my God.
Because work from home and online education and everything has led to inactive, sedentary lifestyle.
Yes.
And plus, when you're at home, you're constantly eating and everything. Plus, the stress, what the people go through.
Yes.
All these are the contributing factors which can lead a person to develop the disease. Yeah.
Yes.
And more likely, like the guy said, the type 2 diabetes
is
directly linked to obesity, I can tell you.
Oh,
see, obesity, sedentary lifestyle, age more than 40 years, and a family history.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you have a sibling or a child who is having diabetic parents, you are more likely to get. So, but if you want to avoid type 2, it is very easy to control and prevent also. Yeah?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And any complications that the patients might face?
Patients can face so many complications. I said you're right, it's a silent killer. Do you know something, Masuma? If a diabetic gets an attack, a heart attack,
mm-hmm.
he won't even face the pain like how other attacks happen.
Oh.
That is mainly because of the high sugar levels, which will numb the nerves, and the person will think he's just sweating, but there will be silent heart MI also. The myocardial infarctions happen. Okay, and people develop cataract on a prolonged basis. Okay, so hence you have to go for the diabetics have to go for annual eye screening also.
Mm.
Okay, there are high chances of stroke, diabetic neuropathy, where the nerves get affected and the patients feel numbness and burning sensation, which can be due to the high sugars which are destroying the nerves. Okay, then there is peripheral arterial disease, glaucoma. Glaucoma is increased intraocular pressure, the pressure in the
mm-hmm.
eye.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then the diabetic foot. I said, you're right, the delayed wound healing
will lead
to a condition called diabetic foot, where people right from a small wound, they land up having such severe infection that people get amputations also extreme cases.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and there is diabetic neuropathy and peripheral neuropathy. All these things are linked as complications of diabetes.
Oh, okay. So it all sounds so scary and dangerous. So is there a way we can prevent all this and stay away from diabetes?
I'll tell you something. Diabetes cannot be prevented. But what I can tell you is, especially the type 1. Type 1 you can't prevent because it is mainly genetic. Whereas if it is type 2, yes, you may be able to reduce the chances of developing type 2 diabetes by bringing in lifestyle modification, by managing your diet well and staying active. Okay, you can walk at least 5 days for 20 minutes in a day. Okay, and if you're you can just check your weight, calculate your BMI, and you can try to lose at least 7 to 10% of your weight if you're obese or overweight.
Mm-hmm.
Cut all the saturated and trans fat along with the refined carbohydrates out of your diet. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Try eating more healthy fruits, vegetables and whole grains. Okay, you have to keep in mind about the glycemic index when you're consuming some food. See, I don't say, okay, don't eat rice at all. Okay,
mm-hmm.
What I can say, eat everything in moderation. Eat smaller portions. You can eat everything. Okay, be smart in eating. Supposing you want to eat a piece of cake or a pastry. Okay, have it in moderation and see to it next meal of yours.
Mm.
Yeah, will be some salad.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
So the calorie balance is there.
Yeah.
So because generally instead of having 3 regular meals in a day, try having 7 to 8 small portions of a meal. So
mm-hmm.
what happens is the insulin that is produced by your body is very less, and if you eat very less amount of food, that will balance actually.
Mm.
So what you could do is you can have a smart eating plan, and you can, if you are not so well aware of it, you can go to your nutritionist and get a plan done, and you can start having a healthy intake of your food. And never forget to exercise every day. Anything, walking minimum for 20 minutes a day, 5 days a week is more than sufficient.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. Yes, thank you so much, Dr. Asra. It was such a wonderful session. Do you have any more points that you could discuss?
No, I could conclude by saying that, okay, fine. The ways how a diabetic has to take care, okay? So what I can tell people whoever is listening to me, if you are a diabetic, see to it you adopt a healthy lifestyle, and whatever I have told right now, you could follow. And never skip your medication. Okay, never ever skip your medication. Regularly monitor your blood glucose levels. Go for a routine monthly check. Okay, then at least once in 3 months, get your HbA1c evaluated. This will tell how good your sugars were controlled for past 3 months. Okay, then follow a healthy diet plan, stay physically active, and moreover, more than anything, sleep well. Okay, and stress less. All right, I guess these many things, if you could follow, anybody can easily battle this disease.
Wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Asra, for sharing such valuable information. I'm sure our listeners have benefited a lot from today's talk. Inshallah, we'll be back next time with some more beneficial information. Right?
Thank you so much.
Oh, that was so informative.
Afra, how could we leave and have no story to tell or any poem to listen?
Certainly not. Inside each of us is an inborn storyteller or poet waiting to be released.
Stories are light. Light is precious in a world.
Exactly. Hadia, did you know poetry is the spontaneous overflow of powerful feelings recollected in tranquility?
Poetry comes alive to me through recitation. Let's keep listening to some of the stories and poems shared by our friends.
Good morning to one and all. My name's Ali Amin, and today I'll be reciting the poem, I Love My Job by Dr. Seuss. I love my job. I love the pay. I love it more and more each day. I love my boss. He is the best. I love his boss and all the rest. I love my office and its location. I hate it when I have to go on a vacation. I love my furniture, drab and gray, and piles of paper that grow each day. I think my job's really swell. There's nothing else I love to do so well. I love to work among my peers. I love their leers and jeers and sneers. I love my computer and its software. I hug it often, though it won't care. I love each program and every file. I love them more if they worked a while. I'm happy to be here. I am. I'm the happiest slave of the firm. I am. I love this work. I love these chores. I love the meeting with the deadly bores. I love my job. I'll say it again. I even love those friendly men. Those friendly men who'd come today in clean white wool clothes to take me away.
Hi everyone, my name is Sarita from 6L, and I'm here to narrate a story called An Apple Tree and Our Parents. Once upon a time, there was a huge apple tree. A little boy used to come to play near the tree. He would search for juicy apples. He would play alongside the tree and rest under the shade. The tree was overjoyed after meeting this little bundle of joy. One day, the tree was surprised to see what boy approaching it with a sad face. "Come on, little boy, play with me," the tree asked the boy. "I'm no longer a kid to play around a tree like you," the boy scowled at the tree. "I need toys. I need money to buy toys and of various designs and sizes," the boy told the tree. "Sorry, my dear boy, I do not have money to give you, but you can pick all my apples and sell them. That will give you adequate money to buy toys of your choices," replied the tree in soothing voice. The boy grabbed all the apples and left happily. He sold the apples and got money. He bought toys of his choices. Spring did and autumn came by, but there was no sign of the boy. One morning, the tree saw its friend. The tree was so happy that the little boy came, and the little boy had grown up into a big man. And the tree said, come on and play with me. And the boy said, I cannot play. I have a family now. We need a house and shelters. Can you help me? The man replied, sorry, I don't have any house, but you can chop off my branches to build your house, the tree told the man. The man cut all the branches of the tree and left happily. The tree was glad to see his friend smiling again. The man returned one evening to the apple tree. Come on and play with me, the tree asked the man. I'm getting old. I want to sail and relax myself. Can you give me a boat? The man asked the apple tree. Use my trunk to build your boat, the tree told the man. He cut off the tree and made a boat out of it. He went sailing and never showed up for a long time. The man returned after many years. Sorry, my boy, but now I don't have anything to offer you. I have nothing for you anymore. No more apples, no more branches, no more trunks for you to climb on, the tree said with pain in its voice. No problem. I too do not have any teeth to bite and I'm too old to climb trees, the man replied. I just need a place to rest after all these days, the man replied. Old tree roots are the best place to lean on. Come on and sit down with me and rest, the apple tree replied with a concern in its voice. The old man sat down. The apple tree was glad and smiled with tears coming out of its eyes. This is a story of every person. The tree is like our parents. When we are young, we could not have imagined our life without them. But as we grow up, we leave them. No matter what, parents will always be there and give us everything to make us happy. Thank you.
Hello everyone, I am Atul Juju from New India Modern School Dubai's 8th F class, and today I'll be reciting the poem A True Mother's Love by Patricia Dinan. A mother's love is consistent and patient, it will never fade. A mother's love is warm and compassionate, even in the shade. A mother's love will always help you through the weakest hours. A mother's love is always like a bouquet of flowers. A mother's love is strong and will never steer you wrong. A true mother's love is beautiful in many ways. A true mother's love is sincere and it takes a mother's love to conquer our fears. A true mother's love knows the depth of love. A true mother's love is contentment just like God's love. My mother's love is absolutely all of the above. Thank you.
Hey everyone, this is me, Alia Kavsar from 7L, and today I will be presenting a peaceful poem related to the beauty of nature. Nature is indeed so pretty. Nature is so beautiful and creation so good. All the colors of life you can see, all the shades that let you be. Nature gives you a feeling of being surreal, forgetting the world around you. The tree that sways gently, the air that comes on your face. The rivers flow with an amazing sound. Sunset also has a grace. So pretty creation of God it is. It makes the heart just sets in. Nature's beauty can't match up with anything in life. It gives you solace of every kind. Thank you.
As long as greed is stronger than compassion, there will always be suffering. Good morning to one and all present here. Myself, Hani Hanifa from 7K, came to teach a lesson from a moral story. And the story's name is The Goose That Laid Golden Eggs. So are you ready to hear the story? Then here we go. Once upon a time, in a place far, miles away, there resided a poor farmer with his spouse. They had only a little farm where they grew fruit and vegetables that they could feed on. One day, the farmer's wife told him, "Wouldn't it be good if we could have some eggs from time to time? I wish we had a goose to lay us eggs daily." The farmer did not have much cash to buy a goose, so he collected some veggies and set off to the marketplace to sell all of them and perhaps get a goose in exchange. He returned to the farm later in the day, holding a goose. His wife was pleased and couldn't sleep through the night, looking forward to the goose to lay its first egg. Morning arrived and the farmer visited the barren to find the egg. And what did he find? A golden egg. He cooked an egg of gold. The farmer began to dance and sing a cheerful tune. So pleased was he. The goose as well started to cackle noisily. Listening to all the sounds, the farmer's wife went rushing to the barn. "Look, my dear," said the farmer, "see exactly what the goose laid for us. A golden egg," announced the wife, clapping her hands. "This is a mysterious goose. We could quickly be very rich." The following day was the exact same again, and the following and the one after that, the goose laid a golden egg daily. Gradually and continuously, the farmer and his wife were getting richer and richer. Soon a time came when the farmer and his wife just simply could not wait for a single egg each day. They desired all the eggs right away. "This goose should have lots of golden eggs inside itself," said the wife to the farmer. "Why don't we just take them out all at one time?" "You're right, my dear," he said, and so saying, he cut upon the goose tummy to get all the eggs immediately. However, there were no eggs inside the goose. Could possibly just lay one egg per day. Unfortunately, now the farmer and his wife had lost the goose. Plus, they would not get any golden eggs again. From this, we can understand that too much greed always leads to great loss. Thank you.
I am Jahaba Jasia from 7th. Now I am going to tell the story. The story name is Having a Best Friend. Your story tells that two friends were walking through the desert. During some point, the journey, they had an argument and one friend slapped the other one in the face. The one who got slapped was hurt, but without saying anything, wrote in the sand, "Today, my best friend was slapped me in the face." They kept on walking until they found an oasis where they decided to take a bath. The one who had been slapped got stuck in the mire and started drowning, but the friend saved him. After he recovered, the friend saved him. After they recovered from the near drowning, he wrote on a stand, "Today, my best friend saved my life." The best friend who had slapped and saved his best friend as cream, "After I had you, you wrote in the sand, and now you wrote on a stone." "Why?" the other friend replied, "When someone hurts us, we should write it down in sand, where winds of forgiveness can erase it away. But when someone does something good for us, we must engrave it in stone, where no wind can ever erase it." And the moral of the story was, don't value the things you have in your life, but value who you have in our life. Thank you.
Wow! That was mind-blowing.
Afra, twist a tongue and tongue a twist. How many twists can a tongue twister twist around the twisting tongue? Do you want to try?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Twist a tongue, a twist. How many twists, tongue twister twist? Oh, this is hefty to me.
Be a warrior, not a warrior. Now let's listen to some funny and interesting tongue twisters that will twist your brain and tongue.
Hi, Israel.
Hi, Aman.
How are you?
I am fine. What about you?
Fine, thank you. I am bored.
So can we play some games?
Can we play some tongue twisters?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
So who will start it?
Okay, I'll start. I got one in my mind. So this is the tongue twister. Sheep should sleep in a shed. Repeat this 3 times.
Okay. Sheep should sleep in a shed. Sheep should sleep in a shed. Sheep should sleep in a shed. It was easy.
Wow, so fast you read. Okay, now your chance.
Okay, I got one. She sees cheese. Say this 3 times.
Okay, I will try. She sees cheese. She sees cheese. She sees cheese.
Oh, you did great.
Okay, now my chance. Okay. Take this. Zebras zig and zebras zag. Repeat this 3 times.
I have heard this before. Anyway, I'll try. Zebras zig and zebras zag. Zebras zig and zebras zag. Zebras zig and zebras zag. It was a little confusing.
Yeah.
Ah, I got one. I will ask you.
Okay.
The blue blue bird blinks. Say this 3 times.
Okay. The blue blue bird blinks. The blue blue bird blinks. The blue blue bird blinks.
Oh, it was funny when you were saying.
Yeah, very hard.
Yeah, it was hard. I thought you won't say it, but you did it.
Okay. Now my chance. Okay. 4 fine fresh fish for you. Repeat this 3 times.
It seems very hard, but I will try. 4 fine fresh fish for you. 4 fine fresh, fresh fish for you. 4 fine fresh fish for you. It was very hard.
Yeah. Okay, now your chance.
I got one hard one. I will say. He threw 3 balls. Repeat after. 3 times.
This looks easy. Okay, I'll try. He threw 3 balls. He threw 3 balls. He threw 3 balls.
Oh, I thought it was hard. But how did you do that?
It was very easy.
Next time I will give you harder than this.
Okay, no problem. I will also give you.
Okay, let's check it. Now it's your chance.
Okay. Green, Greek grapes, Greek grapes, Greek grapes. Repeat this 3 times.
Oh, I think this is very hard. Anyway, I'll manage it. Greek grapes, Greek grapes, Greek grapes, Greek grapes, Greek grapes, Greek grapes. Greek grapes, Greek grapes, Greek grapes.
I thought you repeated 3 times. It's like you repeated 9 times.
No one cares that.
Okay, now your chance.
Let me think one hard one. Okay, I got one. Cooks cook cupcakes quickly. Say it 3 times.
Okay. Cooks cook cupcakes quickly. Cooks cook cupcakes quickly. Cooks cook cupcakes quickly.
I got you. I said it's harder.
Oh, it was very hard. Now my chance. Let I get one more harder. Okay. Rory's lawn rakes really right. Say this fast 3 times.
Oh, I can't do, I think. But I'll try it. Rory's lawn rakes really right. Rory's lawn rakes really right. Rory's lawn rakes really right.
Oh, that was very fast. I thought you will get many mistakes, but not only one mistake here.
Even me, I thought I couldn't say it, but I managed it.
Okay, now your chance.
It's time for me to go, but I'll ask one more question.
Okay.
Let me check. I got one. 6 slimy snakes slid slowly seaward. Say it 3 times.
Oh, it's hard. Okay, I'll try. 6 slimy snails did slowly seaward. 6 slimy snails slid slowly seaward. 6 slimy snails slid slowly seaward.
Oh, what a wonder was that. Oh. I didn't think you would do that.
Yeah, it was a little hard.
But you managed it, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's time for me to eat lunch.
Okay, bye. I also have to eat lunch now. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Have a nice day. It was very fun playing with you.
Thank you.
Hi, Abraham.
Hi, Archana.
How are you?
I'm fine.
I'm bored.
Okay, fine. Let's do a tongue twister.
Okay.
How much wood can a woodchuck woodchuck if a woodchuck woodchuck wood?
I think it's twisted. I'll tell you one.
Okay.
Through three cheese trees, three fleas flew.
My brain can't even process it. It's that much. Okay, thanks for the laughs.
You're welcome. But wait, let's do a competition for more fun.
Okay, I'll start. Shut up the shutters and sit in the shop.
Well, that's pretty good. Let me try one. One of them was a racehorse, two two was one two, one one, one one row, one race, two two, one one two.
Oh my god, okay, fine. I didn't exactly laugh at the situation, but I'll give the round winning to you. Let me, now there is a certain young fellow named BB wished to marry a lady named Phoebe, but he said, I see what is the minister's fees before Phoebe can be Phoebe.
That's pretty funny.
Okay, so
I'll give you that one.
Okay,
I'll try
another
one.
I'll do two right now. Okay, wait, just wait. So it's two. I won 1 point, and you won. So it's 1-1. Okay, now your turn.
Okay. The big black bug hit the big black bear. The big black bear bit the big black bug back. So the second one.
Okay.
A pessimistic pest exists amidst us.
Oh man, I'm winning so easily. I don't know how. Okay, fine. 3-1, I guess. Okay, now my turn. Come, stay calm, stay calm. No need for alarm. It only harms. It doesn't harm.
Oh, that's pretty good. Okay. You see another one?
But I don't think so. You laughed at the situation, so I'll give it 0. Okay, fine. Let me do 1-1. While we were walking, we were watching window washers washing their windows with warm washing water.
Oh, that's great. Yes. I actually twisted my tongue.
Yes. Okay, let's go.
I'll say one now.
Okay.
A loyal warrior will rarely worry why we rule.
Fine, you get this one. 4-2. Okay, I'll say. I wish to wish, I dream to dream, I try to try, and I live to live, I die to die, and I try to cry, but I don't know why.
Oh, that's kind of being emotional.
Okay, 4-3. One more. Okay. Give Papa a cup of proper coffee in a copper coffee cup. Now what do you want to say for yourself? You got stuck in midway. Okay, fine. 4-4. Okay, now your turn.
Ken Dodd's dad's dog's dead.
Okay. That took a minute to process. Okay, I'll give you the point. Okay, now this is a bit long one. Mary Mac's mother is making Mary Mac marry me. So my mother is making Mary Mac. Will I always be so merry when Mary is taking care of me? Will I always be so merry when I marry Mary Mac?
Oh, that was long and confusing.
Oh, I can't stop laughing with
this.
Okay, now one more.
Mr. Tongue Twister tried to train his tongue to twist and turn, and twit and whack, to learn the letter T. We both actually tried to say the same one.
Yeah, that was pretty weird also. Okay, now let me see. She showed the sheriff's shoes on the sofa, but she was so sure that she saw sheriff's shoes on the sofa. Okay, now one more time. I thought of thinking of thanking you.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Okay.
Let me try now.
Okay.
I'll say at least 2-1 now.
Okay, go ahead.
Nearly a year. Wow, it's complicated for me too.
I'm anyway.
Frivolous, fat, panny, fried, fresh fish, furiously.
Okay, I hope he doesn't fry me in the process. Okay, and then let me tell you one. There was a writer called Wright. He taught his son to write, write, write. It is not right to write, write, write. Please try to write, write, write.
Oh, very confusing.
Okay, but just basically, I could understand why Wright wanted his son to write, write. Okay, now I have confused myself completely. Anyway, you go.
Okay. If you understand, say understand. If you don't understand, say don't understand. Or if you understand and say don't understand, how do I understand that you understand?
Oh my god. There was too much understands in that sentence. I couldn't even comprehend it. Anyway, bye. You won the competition. But thanks for the laughs.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Ooh, those were enjoyable. Hadia, let me try one. I wish I were what I was when I wished I was what I am. Hooray!
Great, Afra.
Hadia, did you know the sentence that uses every letter in the English language?
No.
No need to scratch your head. The sentence is, the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog.
The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. 1, 2, 3, 4, 26! Wow!
Yes, and did you know the name of all the continents end with the same letter that they started with?
Amazing!
Do you all want to know more interesting facts? So here you go. Let us all listen to some interesting facts from our friends.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hello everyone. This is Safa from 6G. Today, I will be telling you all 5 interesting facts that you may find shocking. So, let us start with our first fact. Did you know that if you microwave grapes, they'll catch on fire? Well, according to physics, when two grapes are close to one another in a microwave, the waves they absorb bounce back and forth in the close quarters between them, creating an increasingly powerful electromagnetic field. Fact number 2. In 2.3 billion years, it will be too hot for life to exist on Earth. How, you may ask? Well, over the upcoming hundreds of millions of years, the sun will continue to get progressively brighter and hotter. In just over 2 billion years, temperatures will be high enough to evaporate our oceans, making life on Earth impossible. Our planet will become a vast desert similar to Mars today. As it expands into a red giant in the following few billion years, scientists predict that the sun will finally engulf Earth altogether, spelling the definite end for our planet. Oh well, let's just see what happens in the future. Fact number 3. Hawaii moves 7.5 centimeters close to Alaska every year. Well, the Earth's crust is split into gigantic pieces called tectonic plates. These plates are in constant motion, propelled by currents in the Earth's upper mantle. Hot less dunk rock rises before cooling and sinking, giving rise to circular convection currents which act like giant conveyor belts, slowly shifting the tectonic plates above them. Hawaii sits in the middle of the Pacific old plate, which is slowly drifting northwest towards the North American plate. Back to Alaska. The plate space is comparable to the speed at which our fingernails grow. Fact number 4. Did you know the Eiffel Tower can be 15 centimeters taller during the summer? How, you may ask? Well, when a substance is heated up, its particles move more and it takes up a larger volume. This is known as thermal expansion. Conversely, a drop in temperature causes it to contract again. The mercury level inside the thermometer, for example, rises and falls as the mercury's volume changes with the ambient temperature. This effect is most dramatic in gases but occurs in liquids and solids, such as iron too. For this reason, large structures such as bridges are built with expansion joints which allow them some leeway to expand and contract without causing any damage. Now, here's the final fact, number 5. 3.20% of Earth's oxygen is produced by the Amazon rainforest. How? Well, Our atmosphere is made up of roughly 78% nitrogen and 21% oxygen, with various other gas present in small amounts. The vast majority of living organisms on Earth need oxygen to survive, converting it into carbon dioxide as they breathe. Thankfully, plants continually replenish our planet's oxygen level through photosynthesis. During this process, carbon dioxide and water are converted into energy, releasing oxygen as a byproduct, covering 5.5 million square kilometers. The Amazon rainforest cycles a significant proportion of the Earth's oxygen, absorbing large quantities of carbon dioxide at the same time. Well, my friends, all my facts are over today, so it's time to say goodbye.
Hi, Fatima. How are you?
I'm fine, Aisha Lana. How about you?
I'm fine. Why don't we do some amazing facts about the world?
Yeah, of course.
Fatima, did you know India gave the world its sweet tooth? Although sugarcane originated in Southeast Asia, it was first chemically refined about 2,500 years ago in India. Thanks, India.
What? I didn't know, although I was a citizen of India.
Yes. Did you know that the stars and stripes of the US make up one of the most recognizable flags of any country in the world? But did you know the modern iteration containing 50 stars was designed for a class project by an enterprising high school student in 1958 who anticipated the addition of Alaska and Hawaii a year later?
Wow, Lana, it is astonishing. Did you know the longest river in the world is the River Nile, clocking 6,853 kilometers in length? Its water resources are shared by 11 different countries too.
Fascinating! Did you know the Southeast Asian country, Indonesia, is the world's largest island nation, but no one knows exactly how many islands it contains. Thousands and thousands to be imprecise. Indonesia attempted to count them all in 2017, but several different figures still exist.
Incredible. Did you know deserts are known to have very low precipitation, and if rainfall is rare, wouldn't snowfall be even rarer? Well, the impossible happened in 2018 and the Sahara Desert was covered in a blanket of white snow. However, the snow only lasted for a day before melting under the hot sun.
Nice. I wish it snowed here. Did you know there are more uncontacted people in Brazil's portion of the Amazon than anywhere else on the planet, with the number of isolated tribes believed to be more than 100?
Ooh! Egypt and pyramids are almost similar. But did you know there were pyramids in Sudan too? Nubia, a region in Sudan, has 255 pyramids, twice the number in Egypt.
Interesting. Did you know, in 2012, Russian scientists were able to regenerate a plant from a seed found in Siberian permafrost that was more than 30,000 years old?
Wow, nice.
Fatima, did you know, located along the earthquake-prone ring of fire, the Asian island nation, Japan, experiences 20% of the world's 6.0 magnitude or higher tremors annually. Earthquakes that size can and do cause major destruction.
Oh wow, what an incredible fact. Did you know bread was invented in Egypt around 8000 BC? The first examples of it were flattened and uneven, mostly closely resembling what we know today as chapatis in India or tortillas in Latin America.
Excellent! All the facts were amazing. Thank you, Fatima, for coming with me.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye, Lana.
It is always important to know when something has reached its end. Closing circles, shutting doors, finishing chapters. It doesn't matter what we call it. What matters is to take lesson from those and live in present. Hope you all enjoyed today's broadcast. Have a nice day. Until we meet again, this is Hadia and Afra signing off. Bye.